Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good help,
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases, he feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Rockwaller with another one. Ashwood with another one. Shit, I like this. This that young old school vibe, you dig? I know there's a lot of things that you need, and I know there's a lot of things that you want. But sometimes you gotta look at the things you got, because you can lose it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Hop in the shower, then I'm on my way. Smell of fresh air, cruising. I'm so glad to be here. Live every day like my last. Focus on the future, not the past. I appreciate the things amongst me. Only God can take it from me. I pray before I go to sleep. When I wake up, before I eat, give thanks, then I'm riding out. Then I ask the Lord protect my house.
Amen.
I remember I didn't have nothing. Now I'm blessed, cause now I got something. You need help, he's the one to call. While I'm here, I'm just trying to do it all.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
I could do whatever I want, whenever, wherever I want. I could go to sleep when I choose. Matter of fact, I could take a cruise. I could go and party all night. It feel good, I could do what I like.
Yep.
It's like I got control of my life. I stay high like the average flight. Earn money how I wanna earn it. Treat myself cause I deserve it. Baby girl, get comfort too. Roof over my head, I'm comfortable. Think I found my soulmate. I'm getting married. I can't wait. Have some kids, a fantasy. Since I'm free, I'm about to start a family.
Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good to be alive? Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good?
Hey, yo, Swagger, we gon' ride out to this one. I got the furniture in the booth, man. I'm so comfortable. Rock while on the track again. Another one. Matter of fact, can I get my two-step on? Okay, here we go.
See if you bastards can do 90.
What to do, this Q Phrase over here on Trade 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fighting Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trade 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Parents feel if they eat enough of the bull in advertisements, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume because you don't smell good. Get yourself a perm because your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to fly like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Got the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboard. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static. Commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation. A couple years in college and high interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? D-secure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pockets to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.
Y'all already know what time it is, Steven. It's your boy Cap. Smell so good in the building. It's Weekday Wednesday presents AA. You know what I'm saying?
Save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
That's what we're trying to do, you know. Save a few folks out there in this world. And I mean the world. Y'all hit me up, 347-237-5125. We all the way live for the next 2 hours. Up in here bringing you that hot power, man. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what I'm saying? That's what AA stands for, you know. And that's what we're talking about, you know. And I'm only talking about this just because I went to go pick my mother up from work the other day, and they had some literature sitting out. And the literature said, well, I picked up two different ones. I picked up one for the Spanish people and one for the black people. It seems kind of weird that you would have literature sitting out that says AA for the black and African-American alcoholic, which I didn't know was the difference between black and African-American, but all right. And then they got one for Spanish people, Esto es AA. Yeah. Esta literatura está apropada por la conferencia de servicios generales de AAA. Recuperaciones. That means recovery, goddammit. And that's funny, though, that they would have something. Yeah, because I didn't see any pamphlets for the white folks, you know what I'm saying? Or Indians, you know what I'm saying? AA for Indians, AA for Hispanic people. It's just, but it's still not that I was looking for that. But like the song say, it's the media's portrayal that, you know, alcohol has something to do with your race. Alcohol has something to do with your creed, your religion. Alcohol is just that. It's a dangerous fucking drug that it affects billions of motherfucking people worldwide every goddamn day. It's not an American problem. It's not a UK problem. It's a worldwide problem, people, because everybody all over the world drinks alcohol. But the reason that it stands out in America so much because, like most things, we are over abused the shit. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't drink a beer a day. They drink 1, 2, 4, 5, 8 beers a day. You know what I'm saying? Where you might go over to Germany, and even though they drink a lot of beer, one person doesn't consume more beer in Germany than they do over here in the United States. One is because the beer is stronger over there, so they don't need as much. But then two, they just ain't a bunch of gluttonous motherfuckers like we are here in the United States. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we, you know, that's why they bring up this AA, this Alcohol Anonymous bullshit. People, there's nothing anonymous about being a fucking alcoholic, all right? Everybody knows you're a fucking alcoholic. If we see you in the morning, you got a goddamn beer in your hand. Afternoon, you got a beer in your hand. Evening, you got a beer in your hand. And all between that, you drinking liquor and all this other kind of shit. You know, I drink beer. Don't get me wrong now. I drink beer like the best of them. You know, but I do have a tolerance, and I do have a, I put it in a time and place. If I'm sitting around not doing shit, yeah, I drink a beer, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm actively trying to get something done, that ain't going to happen, you know what I'm saying? That just, for me, ain't going to happen. So that's what we're talking about today. Give you a little crazy facts, man. That was just weird that I'm in a mental health center, and they would have that posted up like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, little pamphlets, you know, for black folks, you know what I'm saying? But the thing of it is, when you get into reading it, they give you some bullshit history about AA and as far as black people dealing with. Man, that's all some fucking fuck shit that they just want to kind of tell you. You know what I'm saying? But if you start believing that, you know, alcohol that's been around since bootlegging, and we've been drinking alcohol since before bootlegging, since we know how to strain the grains out of certain plants and get that alcoholic flavor. You know, we've been doing that since the beginning of time, and I'm pretty sure it's tools and all that kind of shit out there, you know, way before. But it, like everything in life, if you don't do it in moderation, then it's just that, you know what I'm saying? You overdoing it, so don't over-fucking do it. You know? It's going down real big. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, 186 Point Dukes, represent San Jose, California. You know, we up in this thing doing it real big, holding it down. And, yeah, y'all already know I got some new music coming from Only One Wiser. Hot independent Seattle artists out there doing it real big. Before I get into that, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting into Miss Red Shades, and we'll get into a little Rita Shelby right here. You know what I'm saying? Coming up, this is Weed Day Wednesday. Resist AA. Alcohol and not a man.
Let's reflect. I was so charismatic, and my intelligence was way above average. I'm not bragging, it's a part of my passage. Used to sleep wild, always falling off the mattress. I'm so dramatic, my mother said I should have been an actress. On call when I heard action, put it in consideration cause I had practice. Had people laughing while I was in the classes. That's just so off topic, but I'm back. Had to plan a way that I would go pursue my passion. People tell you dreams, but act slow as molasses. Wanna move forward, but they kept me moving backwards. That is okay, had to get on track. And me giving up is something that will never happen. Rapping always seemed to be my attraction. It always seemed to be my attraction. As for you critics, I don't really care what you say, because hip-hop saved my life like Lupe. Hooray, now I'm just trying to get airplay. I won't be able if you listen to the hearsay, but I wanna hear my songs playing on the station, spinning favorite drug on heavy rotation. Then have people outside just waiting, saying, Red Shade, girl, you finally made it. If there's opportunity, I'm probably gonna take it. But you won't see me on no covers getting naked. See, I love my body and my body is sacred. Just to work my way up and see familiar faces. Just by doing that, they gon' label me as different. Cause I didn't use sex to gain recognition. Listen, although this is a competition, I don't wanna have regret sitting there wishing. Now I'm reflected on the past, present, future. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'ma say I'm feeling super.
Rita Shelby, before we get into Red Shades, before we get into Rita Shelby, I got to do something real quick.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Right.
Timmy!
God damn, that seems short, don't it?
I'm like, you beamed in half my body. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but see, fucking, you have to get on Easy Rider, man, because goddamn, every time he come in, is he one nut short or, you know, half his ass missing us. It's
well,
something missing.
I remember when you used to fucking beam me in, my clothes would be the right way, but I would be backwards.
Yeah, you'd be in the bathroom. It was, oh, man, we had some fucking times, people. We had some times we got there beaming, you feel me? Season 3, though, we're going to step the game up and get us a better beam, so. You're going to beam your whole goddamn family in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We're working on shit.
Shit, I forget. So what's happening, Smelly?
Man, I'm, you know, this is just funny, man. I went to my mama's job yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I fucked around, went to her job, and I'm waiting on her to, you know, get off. I'm looking around. She work at a mental health center. So I'm looking around and shit. You know, just bored, looking for something to fucking read while I'm standing there. And they got all these pamphlets on this fucking, you know, on the little advertising thing. You know what I'm saying? It's got all these little pamphlets. So the only two pamphlets that's left, now this bitch had like probably 10 separate pamphlets. The only pamphlets that was left on the shelf was the pamphlets for AA, for Black and African American Alcoholics, and Esto es AA. The guy for Spanish, you know what I'm saying, for Hispanics.
Let me guess. I didn't go pick up my pamphlet.
You feel that? All right. That just made me laugh, man. It's crazy. It's fucked up. At the same time, how they still, you know what I'm saying, they still using the media to segregate shit. This is segregation, people. Okay? An alcoholic is an alcohol-fucking-holic. There's no color to an alcoholic. There's no age, no birth age, shit. An alcoholic is just a fucking alcoholic, a person that goddamn abuses alcohol.
Can I intervene on that one real quick?
Yeah.
Alcoholics are alcoholics. And I don't care who you are, what you are, who you think you are. If you drink more than once a day, you have a problem. Okay, I'm lying. If you drink more than 5 beers a day, like my father, you have a problem.
No. If you drink more than your tolerance level.
Okay, okay.
You got a problem. If you drink and pass out by 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then wake back up by 3 o'clock and continue drinking, you got a fucking, you a fucking alcoholic. Yeah, you got a problem.
Nah, that, Smelly. That, here's an alcoholic, and this is my cousin right here. Gets up at 8 o'clock in the morning, irons his clothes, gets all nice and ready. He drinks, passes out in his clothes, gets up again, re-irons them, and starts drinking again. That's
right.
My cousin.
Right. Yeah, hold on.
Everything all right? We having technical difficulties? What's going down?
Right, my goddamn nose running, man. I've had this fucking cold since goddamn the new year, man, and this shit just won't shake. It just won't.
Shit.
I can't shake the bitch, man.
I'll tell you
well,
right
being
now.
Being on
no.
top that I work outside in the goddamn weather, you know what I'm saying? And on top of the dew, you know, and the moisture in the air, then you get, you know, 70 degrees in the daytime, and it's fucking 39 at night. So, you know, you got to kind of, you got to look at those extreme kind of conditions that people, that you live in. You know that shit, you got to govern yourself accordingly. But wearing shorts all fucking day, and then as soon as it gets 5 o'clock, it drops 10 degrees. 6 o'clock, and every degree, after, every hour after that, it drops at least 2 to 3 degrees. All the way till midnight. Well, man, that's crazy shit to live in. But I'll take that over goddamn Seattle's. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's San Jose right now looking good. No, that's me. My bad.
Well, we're getting back to our normal weather temperature because I'm telling you, we were in the 30s. And every time we're in the 30s, my lips start getting chapped. That's how I know we're in the 30s. Because it could be the 40 degrees no matter what, 50, nothing. But when it comes to 30 degrees, I have to start wearing chapstick or lip balm or all that other bullshit.
Oh, yeah, y'all got us. Y'all had our temperatures, 50, 55 degrees. We had 54. Yeah, y'all had the same.
Yeah, we coming back, people.
At the same temp.
We just got them back. Fucking
cold snaps, man. I'm telling you, bro, when them cold snaps, fronts, or whatever the fuck they want to call them come through, boy, them bitches, man, you want to... It makes shit just shut down.
It's just like the heat stroke. I mean, heat waves. When we get a heat wave, we get a heat wave. I mean, there ain't no, oh, it's going to be 90s, and then tomorrow's going to be 70s. No, it's going to be 90s, 100s, and then 100s and 10s, and then we'll see if we survive the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Well, we ain't got that down here. I mean, it get hot, but we, you know, we rarely break 100 degrees, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we break 100 degrees, that was just a beaming hot ass summer. We might get to, you know, the 90s and shit. We pretty much stay in the fucking 90s. But, you know, like other places be breaking that 100, boy, like Arizona. Oh, man, I can't imagine no fucking 120 degrees. I can't see that. 120, anything? I can't see nothing above 100 degrees. That's fucking
man,
hot.
Man, my friend was out there in prison, and they couldn't even stand going out to the yard. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather stay in their fucking cells because it's like, damn, how the hell can you fucking even function in 100% humidity, 112 degrees, out in the sun? Do the math, people. You'll fucking faint.
Yeah, you gonna motherfucking faint or die off top? Shit, it's gonna be one of the two. Shit, that's your two vices. Either bitch, you gonna die, or you gonna fucking faint and feel like you did. Which one you want? Ain't no other options when you come out here. We ain't got no other options. Shit, I think the hottest place I've been was I don't know. Kentucky got a little hot though. Kentucky got hotter than a bitch. Let me see. Tennessee.
You know what?
Tennessee.
By the equator. Way over there by motherfucking Brazil and shit like that. I went there for a Peace Corps thing because my probation officer said that in order for me to not go to prison, join this Peace Corps thing and everything will be fine and dandy and da 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 da. So I did it.
You went to the Peace Corps? What?
Now I know what a slave went through, because trust me, motherfucking no good water, and if you drink the water, you better fucking drink a pill with it.
Yeah, you got to. You got to disinfect the water before you drink it.
I'm telling you, people. Yeah, I never felt like a motherfucking slave in my life. They make you do things. Build this house. Okay, where's my help? No, you build this house.
Man, what?
Yeah, like that. I built 6 houses. And I mean, they're 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, not even a living room, just a kitchen and a doorway.
Man,
and that shit took me 8 months by myself to build little dinky houses out there in... Fuck, I forgot that city's name. Shit. I'll look it
up.
But
this is over in Brazil?
Yeah, this is over there in Brazil. We're like maybe 10 minutes away from the equator.
So, damn, what the fuck? Where all the goddamn big booty porno chicks at and all that shit that Brazil is supposed to be known for?
They're in Rio Grande. But you know what? Our instructor woman, she did have the... I'm talking about a Mr. Potato Head extra edition piece of an ass. I'm telling you, it didn't look like a normal human. Like a Mr. Potato Head piece. Just put it on.
Just put it on.
Oh,
honey, honey, would you bring me my ass? It's over in the other room. Thank you.
Timmy.
You know what, Smelly? You know what the funny thing is?
Definitely, it's all late.
Man. You know, Hell Angel pissed me off.
I'm here.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Go ahead, tell him, Heavenly Angel.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do, honey.
No, I don't.
You stood him up before you even got there? God damn, Heavenly Angel. Jeez.
What the heck are you talking about?
Check this out, people.
I don't know. You know, I'm just throwing shit in there. You know, adding fuel for the fire. And I don't even know what's burning. Shit.
I'm stuck on the computer. It's frozen.
No, you need to throw that motherfucker out. You should have told your goddamn daughters and shit to get you a goddamn computer. Fuck a phone. Jeez.
Nah, Heavenly Angel, look. Smelly,
like,
look.
That goddamn computer pisses me off. It fuck up so much. Jeez.
I'm telling you. Okay, Smelly. So what I do?
Check this out, Smelly. You know how I've been sober and all that other bullshit. So Heavenly Angel's coming.
Oh, how you did.
Heavenly Angel is coming down. And I'm here, you know, offering to, you know, smoke one with her. Because it's like I'm not, you know... We don't see each other on a daily basis, so it's like this is something, you know, special.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no, she's listening to
with her.
Yeah.
She's listening to outside influences. By Miss Computer Lady.
She got pumped by Miss Computer Lady.
No, I said you don't
You got
have
pumped.
To.
You got
pumped. You got pumped.
Have to.
You got pumped.
don't have to promise nothing.
You got punked.
You don't want to. I'm
you
not saying you're a kid.
Matter of fact, hold on.
You gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
These are internal wars, people.
Perfect timing there. You always got perfect timing.
On your show, Smelly, she was talking about, yeah, we could do this, and yeah, we could do that.
Man, Hey, I was going to come to Cali just to smoke for that one day. Fuck it.
She sits here, hey. And she fucking, Mr. Beauty, you're not going to do that, and da-da-da-da. And then Heavenly
Angel goes,
oh, no.
I didn't say none of that.
I won't do that.
When a woman comes in the picture.
I only said one thing, and you go back to the archives, is I said, you don't have to promise nothing. I mean, you do what you want to do.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
We're going to go back to the archives, people. Hold on.
They're right ahead.
That's a recording.
In other words, do your own thing. Do what you want. Whatever your will
is. No, Heavenly Angel. That day is a special day because it's going to reunite friends. And you know we're gonna
Goofy do it too, people. If y'all ever meet up with Goofy, if he tell you gonna do something, whatever y'all fucking gonna do, you gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful.
I'm a man of my word.
Serious.
I take time and meeting people, especially off of Blog Talk Radio, sacred because these are people I would never ever met in my regular path of life if it wasn't for good old BlogTalkRadio.com. So it's like, you know, Heavenly Angel, this is an honor to meet you. And you know, I want to, you know, celebrate our cometh. And you've got Mr. Our Computer.
That is not a word. But yeah.
But
celebrating our cometh.
Means we come together.
Right.
Cometh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm buying that one. look at this. People, you learn something new on this show every goddamn day. Not that context, but yeah.
Put that in the board. Lying, cheating, back. What?
Oh man, you see that? You almost got you in the war. Boy, look at here. Oh, it's too funny. All right, so it's Wednesday, man. Who's smoking on the good shit? Oh, I guess it's just me.
Hey.
My bad.
No, I do until I see Heavenly Angel, but obviously Miss Computer Lady putting a hold to that motherfucking shit.
You've just been punked. I thought, goddamn, what the white boy name is going to run out and surprising. You just been punked.
What's his name? Ashton
Kutcher. There you go. Kutcher, some shit like that.
What happened?
Cushy or some shit like that. No, I thought he was going to run out and say, you just been punked. Because you let Miss Computer Lady punk you.
Oh, Smelly, the name of the city I was doing the Peace Corps shit was called Las Lojas.
Las Lojas.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, I got to roll up. So we're going to rock out a little bit. We're going to rock out from east to west. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yes,
only one
Pfizer. Yeah. I got you coming in just a second. I'm already downloaded them. I gotta upload them.
Oh.
New music coming out of Seattle, people. It's coming up right here live on Weed Stay Wednesday. Presents Where the Fucking Alcoholics At.
It's hard out here, man. Now all y'all talking that be trying to give me the fist. It ain't even going down like that. Cause we all over. We West Coast, East Coast, all that.
Fresh off a plane, straight from the West Coast. New Jack City, a.k.a. the East Coast. Giving much love to the homies out here. They're tripping on my dickies with my slick back hair. But that's me. A 24-hour G. Living the life so drastically. I hit Canal Street to get my goods in. Hit Chinatown to get naked in the woods. I'm on East Broadway. Lost like a tour sucker. Trying to get downtown. Flow like a motherfucker. Looking for a cab, or should I take the F train? It really don't matter, cause my mind's insane. I'm in the Joe Montana on a throwback 49er team. Go red voices, never looking old like Steve Young. Where I'm from, they got a bus. Go toe to toe just for fun. Playing dice for huns. Blackjack, poker face, second fun. Wildin' on the Caribbean islands with my dun duns. Ain't nothing, we stay politicking. I remember I stayed up hustling for 3 days straight so I can count the Michael Jordans. Now I'm scoring. Let's go. You know we ride. West side, big paper on ours. You know we stars. Now what's up? We gon' show you what we working with. Get down phantoms, don't make rentals. We on some straight low breakers, presidential ish, continental red eyes, black from the east to the west trip.
God damn, Goofy Bone, that goddamn short and shit. God, I almost said something else, but I ain't gonna. I just need to remind myself, stop playing that goddamn song. That's what I need to do, because shit. Some bitch, goddamn shit ass shit. Goddamn half ass song. Fucking half ass song, man.
East to the west.
Yeah, bitch, almost. It only goes from the east to the west. What is north to the south at? Goddamn, some song missing in that motherfucker.
Well, that's Bruce. He's missing.
Damn. Heavenly, you there? What the hell is going on with the damn switch? All right, how about now?
No.
All right, there you go. That damn blog talk, boy. This fucking raggedy switchboard, man. This fucking switchboard sucks ass and ankles. But it's all good, because we're still here. You know what I'm saying?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Yeah. Today's Alcoholic Anonymous programming is provided to you in part by our number one alcoholic provider. Yeah.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
You already know, people. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But after a person done drunk that shit, I have to warn y'all.
Yeah. Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
All right. And we're back.
Am I back?
I don't know. Turn around. Oh! I think you're front right now.
I'm front all right.
Oh, yeah. Man. Hey, you got some alcoholics in your family there, Miss Heavenly Angel?
Yeah, on both sides of the family.
Damn,
but I'm allergic to alcohol.
Say that real quick. Hell yeah. Fucking hell yeah. I got a fucking load of them.
Shoot, they would have shared the buck with you. But they all quit years before they passed on. So.
They quit years before they passed on. Right.
Yeah.
That
some people never
real,
do that. You know, they remain alcoholics, you know?
You know, what if they would have remained alcoholics?
Really.
They probably would have saved their life. They went cold turkey and killed them.
No. Oh. My grandmother quit when she was... probably in her late 60s, and she didn't die until 2 years ago, and she was 97. She almost made it to 100.
Cold turkey, she would have lived to 100. No, sorry, baby.
And she quit smoking, too.
See?
Same time.
It was smoking that did it, not alcohol. I don't know. You always got daughters that jump on the shit. Well, no, see, that's what it is. See, you ain't tell me that. When you first, motherfucker, you's a doctor. You supposed to know that. Shit. You supposed to diagnose that.
Yeah.
You should have known.
That's like AA, let me tell you.
Yeah, I went, back in the days, over in Germany before I got kicked out and shit. These motherfuckers, you know, they were so pissed off at me because they couldn't. You know, I didn't get kicked out because I did something wrong. I got kicked out because it was this old snitch-ass motherfucker in the military couldn't keep his goddamn mouth shut. And then he told a lie on some shit that wasn't even going down. You know what I'm saying? And then after the fact is what caused all of the bullshit. But when these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to tell you people, now, honestly, and I'm going to be honest with myself, I ain't never drink, you know what I'm saying, before I went to the military. And I probably had one beer in Kentucky, you know what I'm saying, but I still wasn't, I just didn't acquire the taste. When I went to Germany and I spent the first 3 months, I was buffed, I was working out every day, doing my thing, doing my soldierly thing. And then it took one incident with the goddamn chain of command to make me go to the bar that night and start fucking drinking. Because, you know, ain't no access to weed and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, you don't have access like that. So the quickest thing you got access to is, well, unless you want to start huffing some fucking pine salt or some shit, but I don't get down with
it. I do that, people.
And, yeah, so I started drinking, and I mean, I started drinking, people. I mean, I'll wake up with my roommate in the morning at 6 in the morning, and we'll finish a six-pack together. He'll hit 3, and I hit 3. And it's before we go to formation and go exercise.
Yeah,
before we go on a 2 mile run, we will drink a 6 pack of beer before we go on a 2 mile run. We'll go and do that 2 mile run, come back, exercise, come back and eat, go on about our day after we finish eating. Hit 2 more beers before we go to work. That's about 9 o'clock. Clock in, 9 to 5, do our 9 to 5 thing immediately after 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, oh, it's on. It is on. We drinking the remainder of whatever beer we got, and what we ain't got, we're going to get. Yeah. So, I mean, I've kind of been there. The motherfuckers got to the point, though, where they put me in this damn alcoholic. Well, they put me in a drug abuse class. They weren't even alcohol. They put me in a drug abuse class after I got busted for the, well, after I popped hot for the weed, they did a piss test, and after I popped hot for the weed, they decided to put me in this 365-day drug anonymous class. It wasn't even drug anonymous, just drug class, drug abuse class. And while I'm sitting in the motherfucking class, all of us are alcoholics. So I don't know why they call it a drug, but I guess they consider, you know, alcohol a drug. And fucking around, man, left me in that goddamn class. We sitting around, and it was a waste of time. Really, it was a waste of time. They handed you out pamphlets and dumb shit. But people just talking about the problem, that doesn't bring a solution. You know what I'm saying? You need a solution. Not talking. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that goddamn therapy bullshit. You know, it's cool to talk about it, but you need to know what the fuck you going to do to prevent what you're doing. How are you going to stop? Or, you know, why are you going to stop? You need to know all those factors and what's going to happen after you stop. How are you going to continue to stop drinking alcohol, just like going on a diet? How are you going to continue to keep the weight off? You know, it has nothing to do about starting the diet if you're not going to, you know, starting or completing the diet, if you're not going to stick to what the fuck you got into the diet for, or stick to what the fuck you got into the class for. And that was because you felt you had an alcohol problem or a drug problem. I didn't feel that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, they voluntarily made me try to feel that. And, yeah. So I've been in those classes, people. I've been in those little dumbass classes. Me personally, can't nobody help you but yourself. That's the only person in this world that can help you. It's your motherfucker. I don't give a damn. They got a $3 million telling you that you can't do this, you shouldn't do this, this is bad for you. That don't mean nothing. Because until you make that personal choice to fucking stop. Just like Goofy Bone, he made the personal choice to stop. He don't give a fuck who's around him. And it's not about stopping smoking weed because I got to get a job or something. It's a personal choice. This is personal for me. This is something that I want to do. This is something that's going to be beneficial to me and my health. And in the long run, people are going to appreciate me more, you know what I'm saying, for me doing this. And that's, you got to mind a person like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of person that you look up to. You know, not the kind of person that just sitting in the fucking alcohol or drug abuse class just because it was doctor recommended and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they feel like, well, I have to be here. No, you ain't got to be nowhere. You get your ass the fuck up out of here and go and die some motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, of course, we shouldn't be pushing, you know what I'm saying, suicide. But in the same case, you know, you don't take care of yourself. What is it? Self-suicide. So, shit.
Goddamn cops trying to fucking play me as a fool.
Okay. Shouts out to Angel 69. Yeah, I seen the rest of the numbers, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I had a call from the cops on the other line. See, when I put out my resume, I give them the Bones phone number. I never give them this number. So they made up a fake company, and I was looking them up online, and I was trying to get them, because they kept asking me questions, and they're like, oh, so you've been, you know, out of a job for, you know, a year, and, you know, how are you making your means of income? And I kept saying, well, what's the name of your company? What's the name of your company? And then they couldn't give me a company. The motherfucker hung up on me. I was like, you fucking stupid bitches. Y'all think I'm stupid or something. You little cocksuckers.
All righty then, people. No, we don't promote law enforcement on this program.
Shit. These motherfuckers ain't stupid, man.
We don't promote,
they're looking for any way to get me, man. I'm telling you. Like, maybe a month or two ago, I had them across the street all day watching.
Man. Watching the house?
Yeah.
Brother, you know I'm a convicted felon now. I can't be coming into no hot spots.
Nah, there ain't nothing hot for you to come into. I'm living poor as a bug. And now if I was, you know, balling out of control, then I'll say, you know, Smelly, I'll go over there. But it's like, you know, I'm poor as a bug. I'm trying to get you over here so we can have a good old time. I'm trying to smoke with Heavenly Angel, but you got punked by Miss Computer Lady. And, you know, just trying to enjoy myself, man.
Heavenly Angel, you're never going to live that down.
You're never going to get that down.
When you let a damn computer geek punk you. You got punked by a computer specialist. I mean, not a boxer, not a wrestler. Hell, not even a disgruntled high school lunchroom worker. You got punked by Miss Computer Lady.
Oh, hell.
Once again, I say.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, hell. Nobody's gonna pop.
Hold on, let's walk over here, people.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check out these archives,
you got
shall
punk,
we?
Heavenly.
Let's check out
you
these
got
archives, shall we?
Get the archives, come on.
You know what, Heavenly Angel? Tonight on my show, if you want, I'll record it from the time we were on Smelly's show, and then we're gonna say, and she changed her mind. Boom.
What?
If you want me to pull a Deb Daly, I'll pull a Deb Daly and start pulling out fucking archives.
Pull it out. Pull it out.
Oh man, pull it out. Hey, listen.
Whip it out,
now,
baby. Whip
this is
it
a
out.
Family show.
Don't say that. Yeah, this is a family show. Don't say that.
I didn't say what time of family.
What time is it? Come on now.
Oh, man. There's some green poison in the air, people, and I have to inhale it. I'm sorry.
Man, these are the times when I need that poison. That shit is kind of hilarious. Especially that cop calling right now trying to fucking be slick. You know, good old goddamn motherfucking people are going to ask you, how do you get your means of money? Come on now.
Who the fuck would call like that?
Exactly.
That is super suspicious.
And then especially when they can expect me to say, I sell cocaine. And, I sell this, and, I sell that, in a job interview. Come on, now. Now they're getting stupid, these fucking pigs, man. I swear to God.
Damn. Well, I mean, I told you, you heard about me getting pulled over the other day with the green tea bottle, right?
Nah, why? What happened?
I'm going over fucking Party Time House. I'm riding down 34 right by my spot where I work at in the hood, people. We talking about the hood. We talking about what, if you come to Tampa, you will hear about 34th because they claim 34th is the red zone. They claim 34th is one of the most deadliest spots in Tampa, Florida. I work in that bitch every fucking day. I stay out there down there 24 hours a day, making money, smoking weed, drinking beer, living fucking life. So fuck all the stereotypes and what people, you know, say about a certain place. Go and experience that shit for yourself. If you was a bitch, stay your ass at home. Life is about exploration, and it ain't no place on this planet that is scary. You know why? Because there's somebody living there.
No,
so why
is
it scary?
Just like they say, San Jose is the safest city in motherfucking California. If it was so safe, I wouldn't have shit to fucking write about. And if it was so safe, people wouldn't die around the corner from me. And the only way you find out is when an old lady across the street fucking comes around and says, "Oh, did you know that guy who walks his little dog got shot over there?" You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on now.
But check it, now I'm riding down the street. It's cold, you know what I'm saying? So I got the windows up. I got a jacket on, you know, I got my little hoodie on and shit. Really, I feel like I'm up north from goddamn where the way I'm riding so hard. You know what I'm saying? I got my hand up like I'm LL Cool J and shit, even though I ain't listening to LL. You know what I'm saying? I got my motherfucking green tea and my water bottle I just mixed up. Honestly, I didn't think about it. The shit do look like beer in a water bottle. It do. You know what I'm saying? But it don't, you know, you shake it, it don't suss up or none of that. So I go, as I'm riding down the street, the motherfucking, I see the police, so I go ahead and slow down. I was going like 40 to 30. So I slowed down like 35. You know what I'm saying? Went by them, put my blinker on, made my turn. And when I made my turn, you know, they jumped behind me and shit. They throw no lights on. I proceeded to go up the road and put my right blinker on, made my right turn, and then pulled over into my homeboy yard, you know what I'm saying, and cut my car. And when I went to step out, they sat behind me for a second, and then they pulled up next to me. Let the window down, it's two black dudes sitting in this motherfucker. Black dude gonna talk to some, you in a hurry to get somewhere? I'm like, no, I'm here. The fuck you talk about? You see me cut my car, what the fuck you talk about? And people, let me tell you something. I have no tolerance for police. I don't have no politeness. I don't have no politeness. I talk to fucking police like they talk to me. If you cut me like an asshole, I'm going to come at you like a total asshole. And you can believe that. And I will be willing to go to jail over you motherfucking running your mouth trying to be a smart ass. And I would definitely tell you to take me to jail then. I have no fear of that fuck shit.
Good,
take me to jail then. Prove me in court. If you're going to motherfucking be a beast, then I'll take your ass to court and I'll prove it otherwise. I got the time to burn. Motherfucking police going to sit there tell me, well, when you just, you know, you was going 40 and 30. I'm like, well, I ain't in the rush to nowhere. I'm here. What's up? What you need? Well, what you got in the bottle? What's that in the bottle? I said, it's green tea. Oh, man, that ain't no green tea. I said, it's green tea. The third time he asked, he said, man, come on, man. I ain't going to do nothing. Just tell me what's in the bottle. For the third time, it is green tea. By this time, my homeboy done walked outside. You know what I'm saying? My two home party time done walked outside. My homeboy, Art got the camera in his hand. I say, Art, man, start video, man. Videotape. Put this shit on camera, man. Put this shit on camera. This is some bullshit. I said, I'm in the hood. And soon I stopped talking to the officers. I say, look here, man. I say, this is what DJ Smells Some Good. I'm live out here in the hood. I'm getting falsely pulled over because these two black officers, you know what I'm saying, decided to say that I'm sitting here drinking alcohol and I'm drinking green tea. I said, I think it's really because I'm black in a predominantly all-black neighborhood and I'm in a nice car. No, no, this is the officer. No, no, it ain't that. It ain't that. Bullshit, it is that. It ain't that, it ain't that. I said, man, bullshit. I said, it's kind of confusing to me why two black officers wouldn't even be sitting here pulling over a person in this neighborhood, pulling some old silliness like that, talking about a green tea bottle. So when I, at this point, I done stepped about the car. I stepped about the car, Man, I'm talking to the officers through their window. Motherfucker gonna ask me, Thompson, you got driver's license? I'm saying, you should have asked for that the first time. Before you even ask me any of these other fucking questions, you should ask me for some fucking ID. Do your goddamn job. You don't interrogate somebody before you motherfucking go ahead and say, oh, I ain't got nothing on them. Let me try to put something on them. The motherfucker reached out. When I handed him, handed him the ID, the bitch tried to grab my damn T-ball. He tried to grab it out my hand. I snatched it back. I said, man, what you doing, man? You asked for my ID. Hit my ID. Do your job. Run the ID. By this time, he handed it to his partner. Nigga done got mad. He decides to jump up out the car and size me. He get out the car. He got a little height on me. And I'm standing like, what? You ain't finna do shit. I'm not worrying about that shit, people. And plus the camera's rolling, so I'm definitely not worried. The motherfucker ran the damn ID and shit. This dude, he's standing there. Man, I don't think that's no. I don't believe that's green tea in that bottle. I said, man, I don't care what you believe. I said, I'm telling you. You asked me a question, and I'm telling you. I said, when you all pull people over, your probable cause is either they're drinking or you smell marijuana. I'm going to give you probable cause. I hit that motherfucking green tea, took me a nice swig, and blew that shit all in the officer's face. Now, if you smell alcohol, I just gave you probable cause, then you can search that vehicle. If not, then you need to stop harassing me right now. And at that point, he felt pretty stupid because he realized that the sweet smell of motherfucking green tea coming out my mouth was just that. Other little punk-ass motherfucker, all of a sudden, he jumped up out the car, talking some, well, and now listen to what they say after all this. Here's your ID back. If he go to hand me my license back, motherfucker going to tell me, well, you know, when you made that first left turn, you didn't regain control quick enough into the proper lane. I said, now mind you people, in the black neighborhoods, we don't have no dividing lines in the streets. Okay, so if you crash into a motherfucker, you just crash into a bitch. A bitch can't say you was on the wrong side of the road because there's no divide marker lines on no streets in the black neighborhood. Except on the main thoroughfare. You turn on any side street, you got to get it how you live. You just better be knowing how to drive right.
Well, we got lanes over here, Smelly, just in case you want to come see them.
Well, no, I know, but no, it ain't that. It's the black neighborhood. It ain't the white neighborhood. It ain't the Spanish neighborhoods. You go into all these other neighborhoods, bitches got motherfucking divide lines that divide the traffic. I guess they want us to crash into each other. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it looks to me. But I had to point this out to the officer. I said, matter of fact, you can't even tell me right now that I'm on the wrong side of the road because it ain't no dividing markers on this road. It's just a fucking road. And at that point, the motherfucker looked at me all dumbfounded and jumped his stupid ass back in the car. He going to talk to him, man, it seems like you done had some problems with the law before. I said, no, I don't have no problem. I got a lawsuit against you all for this same shit. Pulling people over, harassment. I got a lawsuit with the ACLU against the Department of Corrections just because of officers like you. Have a good night, officers, and I'm out. And I walked off for their fuck ass. I ain't with that shit.
You know what, Smelly? I do the same shit, but I get a little too hectic, though. My friends always tell me that they always think I'm going to jail.
I'm telling you.
I was young. Do you have a probable cause to ask me what I'm doing? And then they always say, oh, well, you fit a description. I go, well, then call your sergeant right now to tell him to come down here to tell me that. Because if something like that over here in California, you demand a sergeant to come down or whatever the sergeant of the night is, they have to come down by law. The motherfucker ain't going to call the goddamn sergeant just to fuck around with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing they always let me go for. Like, oh, we got a smart one here. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. If I have nothing on me, then fuck you. What are you bothering me?
Especially that, though. If I know I ain't dirty, oh, man, y'all don't want to be around Smell. If I ain't dirty, I mean, if I ain't got no weed, no alcohol, and my license is straight, I'm hell on wheels. I will literally cuss an officer out or anybody in authority. And without using cuss words. See, that's the whole thing you got to remember, too. When it comes to law enforcement, you can't use open disrespect because they can, down here, they got a law where it's called battery on the Leo for saying, for you know, using
harsh
words.
Yeah, it's like the stuff in the piece. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, for using harsh words. But now, at the same time, you know, any other words, man, this is some idiotic shit that y'all doing. Now, I ain't calling you an idiot, but I'm saying this is some idiotic shit that y'all is doing. So I ain't directing nothing towards you, but I am talking directly about you. Yeah, I don't play that shit, man. I don't be with that. Hey, fuck that. Sorry, people. We're not for the police. This is the FTP network, fuck the police network. And, yeah, that's how we get down. And most of everybody I roll with, you know what I'm saying, is in that same state of mind. So, you know, it's all good, you know. Real quick, people.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Sure is.
And you fake-ass drug dealer, stop. I can't stand a fake drug dealer. If you're going to sell some dope, get you a big bag. Because they're giving out the same action. The Department of Correction bars none.
That's right. The Department of Correction.
And I can't stand a nigga. I got a cousin that sell nickel bags. This nigga act like he got pounds in the house. I said, you need to cut that shit out. Just arrogant. So I go to get a sack from him the other day. He going to tell me, throw the money on the ground. The feds. Ain't no fucking feds watching this. I was like, nigga, you think the feds is watching us? These little bitty ass bags.
Throw the money on the ground. The feds is on it.
Man, ain't no goddamn feds watching you.
Somebody told me they had me under investigation.
I said, your baby mama got you under investigation. Take that $40 over there like you're supposed to. I mean, he's like big in his head, like, you know what I mean? I go over there to get another sack from him the other day. He's sitting on the porch with a briefcase on the table. I say, where the weed at? This nigga gonna pop the briefcase and pull it up real slow. We have some white fur in there with two little nickel bags. Give me the goddamn weed out of the fucking briefcase. He's in an illusion. We got TV monitors in his house. This nigga living in efficiency. I said, this shit don't make no sense. Well, it's hot in the motherfucker in here. Feel like we in T.D. Jakes' church, don't it? And the Lord will bless you. Till I call it right back. Lord!
Yeah. Quick little laughter there. All right, let me ask you one quick question. What the hell is going on before we get into this nutty news? Governor confiscates 48,000 cell phones in California. Your new governor is called Jerry Brown.
Yep.
And this motherfucker confiscating cell phones.
Yeah, in the prison system.
Wow. People.
All the homeboys got cell phones in the pen. And you know,
and motherfuckers don't believe me. I had my brother's cellmate next door called me from the cell phone. He called me back. I said, man, you lying. And one of these shows, I called his ass off of the show. I forgot what day that was. But that shit blow the fuck out of me. I'm like, what? Yeah, people. So that starts us off. But it's not a new show. Now it's time, people.
And whenever things went right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. It's all on. I'm going to bed now. I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh, yeah. You're
time for the motherfucking Nutty News. Nutty News provided to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Real quick. Alcoholicos Anonymous es una comunidad de hombres y mujeres que comparte su mutua experiencia, fortaleza y esperanza para resolver su problema común y ayudar a otras a recuperarse del alcoholismo. Alrighty. Some Spanish person, please call 347-237-5125 and tell me what the hell I just said. But, yeah, that was meant just for you. Hola, mi amigo. Yeah. And I got Only Wiser uploaded. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be getting to that after the Nutty News.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Some new music up in this motherfucker. New music from Seattle. Seattle's stepping up on the map, man. Simply because Miss Heaven Angel. I don't know where the y'all at, but geez.
Well, I'm right here.
You know, it's taking the Heaven Angel.
Because she got punked by Miss Computer Lady.
Oh no, no, I'm just giving her a little credit beyond the punk. I'm giving her some credit for breaking some independent artists out.
Baby.
Yeah,
come on.
Heavenly Angel, I hope you know we just playing, girl. Because I know my fiance, the nerdiest of the nerds, almost close to Oprah, could have never punked you, Heavenly Angel.
She's too thin.
I'll buy that for $1.
But I'm gonna find the clippings and we're gonna see how Heavenly Angel changed her mind so quickly.
All right. Damn, man. Hey, let me give a quick shout-out to everybody at Coco's Lounge last night. Participating in the karaoke. Shout-out to DJ Schmoo. You know what I'm saying? Big Red, Tina, Tanya, Burn, Fat Boy. Everybody who got up there to do the karaoke, man. You know what I'm saying? Along with myself, people, I'm a karaoke fucking fiend. The way I look at karaoke is that's your chance to be a hood superstar. If you never get a chance to be a fucking star, that's your goddamn moment. So if you feel you're a fucking star, every fucking Tuesday you should come dressed up in a goddamn costume or whatever the fuck makes you feel like you're a star. Get up there and do your goddamn song. Get your fucking 2-3 minutes of goddamn fame and get the fuck off, because that's reality of fame in the industry. Your shit only gonna last 15 minutes versus them 3 minutes. And then you're
gone. What are you talking about?
And you go.
What are you talking about?
In the industry, you know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, being in the industry, you're only known for 15 minutes. You're 15 minutes of fame.
Shit, I don't give a fuck. I think I'm doing good with my independent myself, so I got fucking time. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying I'm
going to
get my nutty on.
Oh, yeah, we on it.
I want to get my nutty on, too.
This show here, people.
I got my computer lady, and believe me, computer love.
You got your bone all right.
We have a new service opening up for all you lonely folks. It's 1-900-WDGE radio. And you can call that number and get down with some of the hottest, dirtiest talk on and off the internet. Make sure you call 1-900-WDGE in your mouth. Oh, sorry about that. That was a bad commercial. That was a bad commercial. But I got a good commercial for you, but I'm not going to play it. Is that what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got up last night, man. My song, You're More Than a Woman. No. Yeah. Is that what it was?
What?
More than a woman? Is that, you're more than... I don't know.
That old song, More Than a Woman, yeah?
No, not More Than a Woman. It's something by a dude.
Oh.
You're My Woman or something like that. I forgot. I blew the hell out of that motherfucker, though. But what? I got up there and Karen choking my ass off last night, people. Yeah, I said karaoke. Karaoke. Why is the porn music so loud? God damn, porn music. What the fuck going on with you? Fucking,
Timmy!
Get off the goddamn porn music. Fucking Timmy.
Alright. You got money?
Oh, my God. Man, I seen some dogs killing Boo Noodles down here on the outfits, man.
Hey, you know what? The other day, some dog, like a Boo Noodles dog, fucking escaped, and he got fucking bit by another dog, and the poor Boo Noodles dog, like he was there, still alive, like squirming and shit. I felt bad for the guy, cause I was thinking my son like that. It's like fuck.
He got bit by another dog.
Yeah, like a big old dog. I don't know what kind of dog it was, but he bit him. And all it took was one bite, and that fool was just like squirming upside down. And it's like, oh, man.
Why you being a good Samaritan and go shoot him in the head?
No. I ain't shoot that. Come on, man. My kid is one of those people. Are you seriously?
No, I know. They shoot dogs. They shoot fucking horses in the head. Goddamn. Take the dog on out of his misery. Pow. Sorry,
I didn't do that, man. Fuck. Then I get arrested for that shit. Oh, because my friend Smelly told me to do that because the guys are dead.
They do it to horses, eh? Yeah. Fuck it. All right.
Anyways. I gotta call y'all back. I gotta record this track real quick. How much time we got left, Smelly?
Yeah, I'll be here all day, brother. I'll be here all day. You got enough time. No,
okay.
It was only gonna last about 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
Well, Heavenly Angel, I love you, darling.
Love you too.
And I'm sorry you got punked by Miss Computer Lady last night. I'll check my lady.
She's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, sorry. For some reason, that always comes up.
Really? You're funny. Yeah, this is some nutty news, man. Is it
believable? Here we go, people. We're into the nutty news, goddammit. We're into the nutty news. Over in California, Governor Jerry Brown, in his first executive order since taking office, and this is what his priorities are in life. Yeah. Has ordered the collection and return of 48,000 state government paid cell phones. Oh, okay. I thought it was personal cell phones. Oh, well, they are fucking right. Shit, bitch, just give a goddamn phone back. Save the state some money. Calling your goddamn baby mama and shit when you're married. What kind of shit is that? It is difficult for me to believe that 40% of all state employees must be equipped with taxpayer-funded cell phones. I like this guy all fucking ready. I'm fucking loving that guy all fucking ready, people. Some state employees may need cell phones, but the current number of phones out there is outstanding when a lot of that revenue can be returned back to your own state. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. And y'all wondering where you got that, why you ain't got money and shit. Damn. Governor Jerry Brown, here you go, brother. I'm Captain Smell So Good, and I approve that applause. Oh. All right, we're over here in Arizona where Tucson's killer's sinister shrine. This keeps getting better. A sinister shrine with a replica of a human skull surrounded by rotting fruit. That must be the buck he was trying to make. Oh! And candles was found in a tent in the garden of Arizona gunman Gerard Loughner. Loughner killed 6 people and injured 13. Damn, now it was 13, now it's 14. God, how many people? Killed a lot of motherfucking people and a lot of motherfucking people. Including Congressman Gabrielle Giffords in Tucson. His parents, Randy and Amy, are said to have told police they did not know the extent of their son's mental health problems. But y'all knew he had mental health problems. and then give him no motherfucking help. Should I? Yes, I should.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Look at them people. If you don't know something about your child's behavior, you know what I'm saying, and what he's doing, and know how to monitor that and intervene and correct that, he's a punk-ass parent. He's a punk-ass whatever. He's a punk-ass grandparent. He's a punk-ass uncle. He's a punk-ass aunt. You don't recognize that there's something wrong, seriously wrong in your family, and you address it. That's all it takes. Now, it's up to the individual person, of course, you know what I'm saying, to make that correction. But sometimes people need that shit pointed out, especially in kids. You know, they need that shit pointed out from the right and wrong from what you're doing, because they don't know. They just mimicking y'all motherfucking crazy asses running around doing what y'all don't even know what the hell y'all doing. So, self-correction. Anyways, but that still is crazy as hell to Arizona, dude. Over in Taiwan, I don't know nothing in Taiwan right now, but Okosaka, Nawasaki to you. There you go. Man sues neighbors over rude bird. I wonder if I can get away with that here. This goddamn punk ass dog my neighbor got, man. Jesus. Shut the fuck up. Jesus. Motherfuckers whine all night long. I be trying to blow weed down there to put him to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Hit that, motherfuckers. Wow at that. On that. Shit. The offensive squawks of a pet bird so enraged a Taiwanese man that he sued its owners. Yeah, his neighbors for inflicting emotional stress and injuries. Man, y'all got to be, come on. Wang Ha Chin, not Ha Chu. That would have been real funny. Anyway, accused five neighbors of teaching their myna, a parrot-like bird, to curse at him. As revenge, after he complained to the police they were too loud, Wang alleged that whenever he left home, the bird would see him off with the words, clueless, big mouth idiot. And they have those type words in Taiwan, people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what. I don't know what that deserves. Okay. Shout out to Lauren in red. How the hell does she get red?
Where are you at?
I'm in the chat room. How the hell does Lauren get red? Oh, she got to be BTR related. Well, shout out to Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? For tuning in. Let me go ahead and take a little interjection out. You know what I'm saying? To welcome y'all to the show. Yeah, we got Blog Talk, one of the Blog Talk representatives. You know what I'm saying? Checking us out, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Ooh.
You know?
Shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, baby. Pass,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey. Let me get back over here. Gotta get back in. But shout out to Lauren. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in. Check it out. We over here in South Africa. Well, I'll be heading one of these years. You know what I'm saying? About Igani, Guyanan, to all my peoples over there. Krute, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Police find no pants drying train passengers. Damn. I guess what they done learned from the Americans is like, fuck it, we going to take it past y'all. Well, we going to just go no pants. Y'all sag y'all pants. We gonna go no pants. We gonna set a real trend. Dozens of men and women who tried to emulate New York's. Yeah, see, I ain't even finna go with the racial. I ain't even finna go with the racial. But listen, black people, we can't do what white folks do. You can't do what white folks do. They gonna be able to do what they can do. We can't do that shit. Okay, when we drop our pants and something pop out that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That's called public indecency. You know what I'm saying, shit? When the horse's tail, if you know what I mean, you know, starts to wagging. You know,
I'm
going to
roll that thing
again, baby. Check that thing, baby. Oh, man. Emulated New York's no-pants subway ride on South Africa's first high-speed train were arrested and fined. 34 people were detained after they dropped their trousers and skirts and took a pantless ride from Rosebud, east of Johannesburg, to Sandton. The passengers were handcuffed and briefly arrested by a police upon their return to Rosebud Station. Listen here. Africa don't want you motherfuckers trying to become Americans. That is the whole problem with that. They don't want that American shit over there. So if you're going to bring that nonsense over there, you might as well get ready to face the consequences. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. I ought to give something to my people, but I can't do it. Yeah. No, I can't. Let me see. What I got? What kind of award I got for you? Let's see. Let's find an award here. I got any awards? Well, fuck it. Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, be leaders, people, not followers. Very important in life. All right. In Romania, flying drunk proves fatal for a bird flock.
Flying drunk.
I don't know what that is.
Birds are drunk, or there's a pilot that's drunk.
Residents of the Black Sea city of Constanta alerted authorities after they found dozens of dead starlings, fearing they may have been infected with bird flu. Tests on 5 birds showed gizzards full of grape marc, which caused their death. Romul Lazar, head of the city's veterinary authority, told Reuters, referring to a pulpy residue, which is a byproduct of winemaking. Gizzards full of grape marc, which caused their death. Damn. So they drunk themselves to death. Oh! Not bad. Not bad.
Terrible.
That was tasteless. But for the birds, you know, we love all livestock. Birds are human too. You know?
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Over in Albuquerque. That's New Mexico, people. I just learned that last night. I'm just playing. Man is arrested. What the f*** is up with y'all and y'all pants down? Man is arrested at cemetery with pants down. People, what is this a worldwide protest of letting it all hang out? I mean,
well, you know, there was a protest, and they did that too here on the new monorail system in Seattle. They de-pants, everybody de-pants.
I would have been on that, but I'll be the only one getting arrested. Oh, my bad, sir. You're gonna have to pull that up, and I'm not talking about your pants. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry.
Third leg up.
I'm sorry, people. I don't mean to be packing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll put the pistol away. Police found a man with his pants down passed out in a car, blocking the entrance to a cemetery. Edward Archuleta, 26. And if that's him, he look older than a motherfucker. Damn, he look like he's in his 40s. All right, he look like he like in his late 40s. Because he just look aged. And you know, I hate to say that. Sorry, people. He looks older. It's no age. You know what I'm saying? Because heaven angel don't even look 50. Shit, geez. Goddamn. I almost said something. But anyways. Where am I at? I lost track. Yeah. Was found sleeping in his car with his pants.
I'm not 50 yet.
Oh. Well, you're still a gilf. You know what I'm saying, baby? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, people. Was found sleeping in his car with his pants pulled down past his buttocks. I hope y'all took him to the hospital. At Sunset Memorial Park. When asked by police why he was there, he said he was trying to sleep and that he didn't remember how he got to that location. Four bags were found containing a white crystal substance. I didn't say what it was, but yeah, that's got to be kind of hell of a fight, though. You get found with your ass in there. What the fuck? I would be questioning what happened to you the night before. Sir, are you aware that your ass is hanging out? I need to go get checked out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Over in the USA, snow is present in 49 of the 50 U.S. states.
I know. Isn't that crazy? We got a touch of it.
Wow. Yep. Oh, man, you got to love where you're at, people. After big snow and ice events in the Southeast, Plains, and Midwest, 49 out of the 50 states currently have snow on the ground.
And who
yes.
Florida,
even Hawaii, where no fall snow falls in Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea all winter. The only state out of the 50 motherfucking states
you already know
that has avoided this icy blast. Let me give a motherfucking drum roll to my goddamn self. Shit, you gotta appreciate you sometimes, people. You gotta appreciate yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn Florida. Shit. Drum roll. Goddamn Florida. Oh, yeah. The only state that has avoided this icy blast is Florida. Oh, yeah. And this is extremely unusual, though it's hard to put a date on when this last happened because records aren't kept on this kind of event. Which I'm pretty sure it happens quite often. But as they say, they don't keep records of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but it got pretty cold. It got damn shit. It damn sure got cold. It got cold in a bit.
Yeah.
But, that's all it got, people. That's all it got. We got like 30, probably 30, you know, 39 maybe. Last night, we didn't even get that. I mean, we got like 50. And that's it. 50, goddamn it. ain't no more.
That's we had snow touchdown, okay?
Dang.
But it's gone now. It turned into slush. It's gone now.
That's the worst, though. When that shit turned into slush, oh, man. People be slipping and sliding every fucking well.
Well, we went out there and played in it. Went down by the ocean and the woods and went.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Take advantage of nature, people. Don't let nature take advantage of you. It's a good commercial. I think I'm going to have to patent that one. Yeah. Put some bears and shit in the background. And he said, oh, monkeys and all that shit. People. And I'm going to slap the bear and shit. He going to fall and I'm going to slap the monkey and shit. You.
Oh, my.
You slap nature. Don't let nature slap you. Now I have a commercial going to go off because the bear going to get up and go to smack at me and I'm going to run and shit. And then it's going to go to black screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well, remember what I said.
Yeah. Nature can bite you in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of biting in the ass. Oh, not really, people. Not really. We're over in Canada where a couple offers to name baby after whoever finds dog. Okay.
Well.
The first person who finds a missing Bernese mountain dog and returns it to a Richmond family will get an unusual reward. Dan and Sarah Cannon love their dog so much they've offered to name their firstborn child during 3 weeks after whoever finds it. The couple suspect the dog was stolen after report that a male dog of the same breed was the target of a failed abduction in Munster earlier the same day. Damn, they stealing dogs.
Just
yeah.
Try to breed.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's the same kind of dog as Cyanide Head. Bailey.
Mm. Shout out to Bailey, yeah?
Yeah.
He's a Burmese
mountain dog.
Dog.
Right.
What the fuck is he doing with a mountain dog? He ain't in the mountains.
Cold. Wicked snow.
Oh. Over in California, they say humanity is ready for aliens. Oh, whatever that word, you know, that music and shit. I got to get that music. Oh, that heavenly music, you know what I'm saying? I need that. A California psychologist says human beings may be ready to accept evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence without widespread panic. Well, motherfucker, they've been spreading goddamn evidence of that shit. Who the fuck cares? Until these motherfuckers start walking around and just, you know, beaming your ass down, I mean, without a gun, then I'm be scared. Other than that, you human, just like everything else in this universe, is under the same goddamn realm. If you walk and got arms and legs, eyes, what the fuck makes you different from us? Not a motherfucking thing. So welcome to the goddamn planet. Let's get this goddamn MIB, this Men in Black shit popping off. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dr. Albert Harrison of the University of California's Davis campus said such a discovery may be far less startling for generations that have been brought up with word processors, electronic calculators, avatars, and cell phones as compared with earlier generations. Well, yeah, that's because you motherfuckers scared the shit out of past generations with all that goddamn, what the fucking white dude, War of the World shit he motherfucking came up with. When you ain't even got a TV to see that shit, so all you can do is mentally process that shit and draw your own picture and conclusion while listening to this shit on the radio like you doing right now? Come on now. Come on, people. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Your visual is always, you know what I'm saying, going to be better than your hearing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can hear it, but that visual, once you get that visual picture, okay, everything falls into place. You know, it's good to hear a lovely voice, but when you see a lovely voice, you know what I'm saying, it's even better. It's really better. You know what I'm saying? You like to see that picture. You'd probably rather see the person than hear the person sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Especially in some relationships. You know, goddamn. It's better to be seen than heard. Ain't that what they say?
Yeah.
Shit. Man, I wish I could tell a couple of females I used to date back in the days that, but... Oh, sorry.
Oh, you know, Angel, I made it back in the chat room finally. Angel, 1969 won. Yeah, she's one of the regular listeners.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
have
was,
a...
Well,
yeah.
Shots out the age of 69. She already knew what I was saying with the one at the end, and I owe you one. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I see you. Oh, I see you. Yeah, I owe you one later, girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking down people's names, people. But shouts out to Angel 1969-1. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Over here in Vermont, McDonald's fruit and maple oatmeal is violating the law. Oh, yeah. It's violating. We got to get some official news background music. You know how Dave, I think I like David, you ever seen the Colbert Report? That, see, I like that. I like that type of music.
Oh, yeah.
We need that type of music. We got to scour the internet and find the perfect news background music. That is coming up for season 3, people. New fucking background music. It's going to be all new. All fucking new. I can't even explain to you how crazy the season 3 is going to be. February is going to be a hell of a month, including my birthday. Make sure y'all look out for that. McDonald's has introduced a new product across America. Fruit and maple oatmeal. It's available all day. It includes apples, raisins, and cranberries. And the flavor of the oatmeal comes from the natural maple flavor. There's just one problem. In Vermont, lovers of all things maple syrup, natural maple flavoring is simply not enough. To legally use the term maple in the name, the product must contain actual maple syrup.
That's right, too.
That is true. I mean, shit. That's a byproduct of goddamn. You need to say that's a byproduct of maple syrup. It's not maple syrup. It's maple flavoring, people. That's not the same shit.
Yeah, for maple syrup, I'd pay about close to $15 a bottle for real syrup. I don't buy that fake stuff. That's
Are
crazy.
You serious?
Yes, I buy real maple syrup. You have to if you're going to do Whole Foods. And it's worth it.
Well, I'm saying that this shit. So what is the shit that you buy in the store then? What is that?
It's all make-believe stuff. Imitation.
Okay, but you can't, but honey is honey, though.
Well, honey is honey, yeah.
Yeah, you can't fake honey. Okay, you can't.
No, you can't.
Shit, honey is fucking honey. Bees ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? But what the fuck makes syrup? You got to see what I'm saying? What naturally makes syrup, though? A maple
tree. It's maple tree.
A maple tree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Honeys make honey, and trees make maple syrup. It makes the sap that you can naturally eat some of the sap in most trees, but you just got to be careful because your stomach got to be able to withstand that shit. That's, you know.
Yeah, the bacteria.
Yeah, that shit's potent, bro. But you can't eat it. You can't eat bark off of some trees and survive off of it. You got to get it. I'm going to get into that on my Health Monday. Bark, trees, and the health benefits of just trees, people. I mean real fucking trees and the natural health benefits. We're going to cover that here, right here on Record Game Radio. You believe that? But before we do that...
Before we do that, we'll be right back after this important message.
I don't want everybody to hear me blow my nose. I didn't think that was appropriate. You know what I'm saying? Some hosts keep it real like that and just blow it all out on you. But I'm not going to do that, people.
That's important.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather right now, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Got that, right? Yeah, that stuff hangs on.
Man, I'm telling you, since the
people... You might want to check, make sure it's not an infection, you know?
From the New Year's, people, You know what I'm saying? Well, no, it ain't that. It's not. It's a simple fact of our weather changes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is 70 degrees right now. Last night it was fucking 39.
Freeze your balls.
No, it was 49. It was 49. But I'm saying from 20 degrees change just like within an hour though, that's something. See, y'all got weather. Y'all got cold weather all day. We don't see what I'm saying. So your body gets used to the cold weather all day. How the hell do you get used to
hot? We're warming
up
to 36 today. We're warming up.
Yeah, but you're still cold though. Your sun might be out.
Yeah, really.
You see what I'm saying? But shit, the sun is out now. You can go swimming. But within 2 hours, your ass is gonna be fucked up coming out that swimming pool. If you don't get out in enough time.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's Florida, though. You know what I'm saying? That's Florida weather, man. It's a blessing and a curse, people, because, shit, this place down here spreads so many viruses and sicknesses because the weather changes so rapidly. It's crazy. We don't have consistent weather. But, anyways, over in Boston, you got to see the picture I'm looking at. Wow. I've seen some badonkadonks. On some white chicks, but yeah.
Oh, in the chat room. I'm in there.
I don't think you want to see this one. This is an 850-pound badonkadonk.
Well.
Let me get to the article, and I'll share that. City modifies ambulance for patients up to 850 pounds.
Good ad for that
restaurant. Damn. Let's see what's going to this. Let me drop you this link real quick. This is out of Boston. Shouts out to Red Shades up there in school doing her thing, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. And shouts out to everybody who go into school, man. You know, I know you're getting raped over the fucking coals by your government.
Oh, my gosh. They sure are.
But, you know, continue your education. Don't let that deter you, you know what I'm saying, from being a fucking better person. Money is not the object, people. You know, it's all about progression. You know what I'm saying? School is taking you to get to that point. Stay your punk ass in school and get your goddamn education. And just be thankful that you can be there and able to struggle through that. You know what I'm saying? There you go. I don't want to read this whole thing. This is a long article that I really don't care about. Because people, if you are obese, to me, honestly, that is an irresponsibility upon your part. You know, I don't personally believe in all that. I got a thyroid this and thyroid that. Because you're steadily eating, though. You know, so that comes down to just, you know, your brain runs your body. So that means your brain has a thyroid problem. Your brain don't have no fucking thyroid problem. You have a fucking eating problem, and you need to fucking stop eating. Take the goddamn Twinkies out your mouth and out your back pocket and out your coat pocket and out your corner pocket and snuck into your fucking socks. Jesus, people. Take the snacks out and be more health conscious. I mean, that's just the whole key to it. Emergency medical services this month will begin deploying an ambulance equipped with a hydraulic lift to ease transport of the heaviest patients. The ambulance retrofitting, which costs about $12,000, bears testament to the increase in morbidly obese patients and the wrenched backs and necks sustained by emergency medical technicians and paramedics straining to lift them. And people don't even think about that. Boston rescue crews ferry 2 to 4 patients weighing at least 450 pounds. But then you got to blame it on restaurants that cater to motherfuckers coming in and being gluttonous. People, gluttonous is a sin, just like a bunch of the other sins. But that's a sin that will actually take your fucking life. Without you even knowing it. Because while you sitting there just loving the ice creams and the taste and the sweetnesses of it all, you know what I'm saying, your body, you know what I'm saying, it's going to reject all of that shit. Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's why they keep telling you that. It's not about drugs. You know what I'm saying? It's about everything that you put into your body that affects your fucking mental mind state. If it's unhealthy, then it's unhealthy to your mind, people. It's not just your body that's at stake. It's your mind. They can take that old fucking brain out. You don't get a fat brain when you overeat. Your brain don't fucking get bigger. You know what I'm saying? It's just your body. So what is that saying? You need to mentally curve all that shit and slim yourself down mentally. If you do it mentally, it'll do it physically. If you work out mentally, you'll work yourself out physically. Get a mental workout, people. They're over here in Haiti. Where did all of the money donated to Haiti go? People, I've already heard this on the radio. There was over, I don't know how many billions of dollars of aid sitting still at the goddamn truck stops and tarmacs with aid that was designated to go to Haiti. Never delivered. Tell me why. Mm. 200 aid organizations operating in Haiti were asked to detail how much money they raised and how they are spending it. Only 38 of them responded to the survey because the rest of the 162 motherfuckers is over there raping that country and taking what they want. Those 38 collectively raised $1.4 billion and say they've so far spent about $700 million of it. However, many refuse to state clear goals and provide a breakdown of how they are spending donor money, how they are spending fucking American people with they goddamn, you know, how American people are. We compassionate. We some compassionate motherfuckers, man, and we'll give our goddamn shirts off our backs to help another fucking country. We're cool like that. But it's fucked up when you get Americans that bring their fuck ass over there and manipulate the system and then take our shirts and put it right back on their backs because the shit was Gucci. Oh, we can't get this shit to them. This shit is Gucci. But y'all can get this Fruit of the Looms, but y'all can't get this Gucci. But the American people sent this shit over because we didn't give a fuck about Gucci, Louis Vuitton, or no names and no none of that. We give it out the heart. We give it out because people need that shit. And if I got it to give, then thank you, Lord, for me able to get it, you know what I'm saying, being in a country that I can get the shit back. And they don't have that ability. But then you got raggedy fucking Americans, people. These are Americans. These ain't other, I guarantee you, these are not other motherfucking people going over there from Italy, from all the other countries. I guarantee you when they do the investigation, these are 200 American organizations over there raping America in reverse and raping another country because you're not giving that country aid. When shit happens over here, bitches get billions of dollars poured into the state to help hurry up and rebuild and put fucking fake houses and aid and all that shit to come in. You know what I'm saying? When shit happened in New Orleans, they hurried up and tried to shoot because it was, you know, the fucking mayor. He wasn't even playing that shit anyway. He cussed everybody out because you bitches didn't get fucking aid down here quick enough. And I guess that was the problem with Haiti because motherfuckers didn't have people speaking up with them enough directly in a leadership position to get their ass direct aid. And that's why you got all these millions and millions of people that died and suffered. You know what I'm saying? I'm ex-military people. I know damn for sure. Our Army of Engineers, they can build any fucking thing on this planet, and they can clear anything on this planet within a day. We got the technology. We got shit that we got vehicles that got bridges that come off the back of them so our vehicles can drive over the motherfuckers. We got that shit. So why ain't that shit employed and them vehicles sent over to Haiti so vehicles can drive directly over where the bridges are missing at? You see what I'm saying? Because they don't want to bring aid to them people. If you don't want to do it, it's just fucking man up and say, I don't want to help you motherfuckers. But to sit up here and play propaganda all over the TV stations and shit, that's fucked up. That's real fucked up. And for the Haitian people that's here in the United States, I know they definitely fucked up. Because I know a lot of people in my neighborhood that are Haitian, and I mean they rented big ass trailers to get donations to send over there. You know what I'm saying? To help their people out when all this aid is really sitting in little depots and shit, and motherfuckers, somebody's sitting there laughing and shit, ha ha ha, and it ain't gonna be found out till 10-20 years down the line who's the culprit for all the bullshit. But yeah, then it's going to be too late. Ending this thing off in Seattle. I'm lying. It, but we in Seattle, but this ain't the last one. Superhero gets his nose broken. I'm sorry, people. I love Good Samaritans and all, but you know what I'm saying? You know, just like the dude in the goddamn with his fucking guitar in the goddamn middle of New York City. Someday you're going to get kicked in the balls. You know, everybody ain't cool. Everybody ain't cool with that, you know. Hey, you got your speakers up?
No.
Is that my raggedy phone? Was that the police listening in? Police, y'all listening in again? Hang up. You're fucking up my line. Oh, sorry, people. I got the police listening sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They like the show so much, instead of calling in, they just want to, you know, tap in. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be tapping this. You ain't going to just be tapping this illegally. Oh, man. Hold on, people. Hold on.
Oh, did you get
Dragon Hill? Let's see. Yep. Ah, that's what I'm talking about. See? Oh, no, they back. Hey, I thought I clicked them off and shit. A self-styled Seattle Cape Crusader against crime has a broken nose after a weekend encounter with two men who didn't appreciate his efforts. Yeah, retard. Get your ass out of here. A man who calls himself Phoenix Jones needs to be in Hollywood. Spent several weeks a night patrolling Seattle streets, wearing a mask, in cape, and carrying a stun gun. But one man held him at gunpoint, and another broke his nose. Ah, that's fucked up, people. That's not really funny, but goddamn. You know, you gotta get what you gotta ask them for, man. Take your ass to Hollywood. You want some fucking attention, brother? You know what I'm saying? Take your ass to Hollywood. You know,
it is a good day to die.
When you're fucking around.
Woo!
To the Cape Superhero.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
To get jacked on your day off.
Yeah.
Too much. Oh, man.
Yep, it's a good day. Well, so you say you got Jagger Hill. And,
Yeah. We're going to end this last one so we can get into Only Wiser. I got Only Wiser. Only One Wiser. I ain't got the
Only One
Hill.
Wiser. Tucker Hill didn't send his yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But I got Only One Wiser. So I got you. Thank you, Miss Heavenly Angel, putting Seattle on the map. You know what I'm saying? For you lazy punk ass artists out there who can't find Wrecking the Game Radio, even though we everywhere, but nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely me.
But we're gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? We can like my dog Mr. C there. We gonna be through there.
Yeah.
And last one.
Yeah,
the end of the nutty news in Oklahoma, where there's been a triple dog there.
Uh oh.
Boy sticks his tongue to the fucking stop sign pole.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Woodward Fire Department was called out to rescue an 80-year-old boy whose tongue was frozen to a pole. Firefighter Shane Pingree said firefighters arrived on the scene to find the boy standing on his tiptoes with his tongue frozen to the pole of a stop sign across the street from the Woodward Middle School. The boy said he did it because it was his older brother who had dared him to do it.
They left him there just like in the movie.
And just like in the movie, that's fucked up.
Come on, man. Believe it or not. Really,
now. Come on. Oh, man. That is fucked up. I wouldn't be fucking with y'all no more because y'all damn sure leave a homie on stuck.
That is too much.
Oh, man. And I got to give you the last one. Because this was officially ended. And this was in Italy. Man is shot in the head and sneezes out bullet.
Ew. Unbelievable.
A man who was shot in the head in Italy has reportedly survived with just a headache after sneezing out the bullet. Marco Sangormano, 28, was rushed to Turin's Molinet Hospital after being hit by a stray bullet. The laborer remained conscious as he sneezed out the .22 caliber projectile. Not a big bullet, people. But the bullet went through his temple, behind his eye, entered the nasal cavity, and then became lodged in his nostril before he sneezed it out. Bam!
Wow. He's one lucky somebody.
You was one lucky son. You one blessed sons of and all
somebody.
The clouds.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow. Damn, people.
Shit.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Because, shit.
Hot gravy, baby.
Man, you sneezing out a bullet. I bet you're going to see that in a movie scene. This might be Terminator 18 or some shit. He gonna get shot in the head. He gonna come through the eye behind him and come. He gonna sneeze it out and shit.
Yep. Sneeze
and into his hand.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Oh, get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here! It happened in real life. Happened in real life, you mother.
Yeah.
You mortar neck off. And we up out of here. Shout out to Mr. Sinai over there in the Netherlands working on the greatest secret in town.
Project.
The greatest secret project in
the galaxy. Level.
And it is due to be revealed soon. And when I mean soon, I mean soon. So what's your favorite song from Mr. Only One Wiser? We got Queen, Get Fresh, or Where They Do That? Where They Do That?
I like Queen.
Well, then Queen it is. We'll be closing out the show, people. Make sure you holler at us tomorrow. It's going down. Too Much Music Thursday, where we'll be featuring more music from independent artists around the world. And I mean the world. Wednesday presents AA, Alcoholic Anonymous.
My queen I will cherish.
Yeah,
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamonds. Maybe you're my number one. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. 5 stars where we'll dine and see. Baby, you're my number one queen.
Never thought love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call a cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumbled by attraction. The pin that you do is real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
Why you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line of souls entwined. God created your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow combined. We shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamonds.
Keep it tight, family leave, like gums to tea.
I
they do that at. I'ma tell you where they do that at.
Where they do that at, huh? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Yeah, we don't walk like this. Where they do that at?
Y'all still walking when I'm flying without wings. Press line with a chick will knock you out like Liu Kang. Try to guard me, I'll juke you out. Now your ankle sprains. Now your ligaments out of commission till next spring. Dang, I'm one you can't obtain. Especially if you're trying to bang for the wrong gang. Guess you'll build with no R's cause you can't hang. I'll keep it plain if you're thinking like a plain Jane. Got a big forehead with no brain. Cover it with some bangs. Come on, man. You said your name was Shane. Well, now you look like Shania Twain.
What they do that at, huh? What they do that at? What they do that at? What they do that at? Yeah, we don't walk like this. What they do that at? We don't talk like this. What they do that at?
Give me free reign. If you unethical and hit me with some disdain, I'll entertain, I'll refrain. Power, I'll regain. It's nothing. Watch the Lord gas me up, put me up propane. He fills me up. I have no pride, I let that drain. Everywhere I do that at, I'm walking with his blood stain. Please don't get in my face with your face and complain. Cause I'm in his domain, I campaign the Christ game. No politics when it comes to the kingdom, I'm ordained. So you down and gonna do the same or be mundane. You better not bark, boy, until I pull your chain.
What they do that at, huh? What they do that at? What they do that at?
money getting loose. Yeah, nigga, I wanna get loose.
Guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Boy, yeah.
shotgun, never drunk too much. Hey, as a youth, I never said too much. Just thought a loud mouth and how they hear get busted. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy, they say. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy.
I'ma keep the gangsta on me, I'ma keep the heat on me, I'ma hold my fam down. I rap this 8 times, bounce hard rider, bitch, and Jay Z. Hard can be right behind that shit. Music banging so loud. A candy blue flipper, but I love that black on black. If it ain't four doors, ho, I ain't feeling that. No, I love to push my shit in back. Let the wind blow, some reflecting out the way. Got them sitting sideways. Top the leg dropper, got it sitting sideways. I'm riding back and follow up. I'm on the grind, so my style won't be a phase. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma die getting paid. Deep stacks on dead black, mellow set. You know I'm reppin' for my set, every day, all day. Can I pull a leg out and pop my trunk? Got the hood neon, 418s on some. Riding on four, so you know I hard play. Still on parole, but you know I ain't safe. I'm still the same thing, switching up to same me. Broke now, I can't be. Can't sleep if I get it. I be out there with the bulls till I fall and close to it. Think I'ma let you die while I die, you so stupid. Guess what? You in love, I'm a paid man. The beast of me sleep, don't wake that nigga up again.
That boy down, got choked to the touch. Ride shotgun, never drove too much. Hey, as a youth, I never said too much. Just saw the loud mouth and how they hear get busted. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy, they say. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy.
I got him dead in my sight, says he begged for his life. Should I kill him, reveal him to the light? Or let the knife and kill him, deliver him through the eye or the needle? Cause it's easy to get to heaven when you and your money ain't matrimony. It's hard to sever the ties. And speaking of a tie, I will never leave it tied. It will be a sudden death before I ever let it slide. I will take the reaper's breath and hell and then blow some circles in the sky. I'm a bad communicator. Apparently they don't listen when I tell them this can happen to you. It's an intangible truth. See, you ain't that difficult. I can locate you. Matter of fact, coach you verbatim what you were saying last night to your boo. So keep it real with your truth. Tell them avoiding what you willing to do. Cause I will chop them into pieces and make bitch niggas sue. And on a full stomach, I'ma come gunning for you. Remember that. Yeah.
That boy down, got choked to the touch. Ride shotgun, never drove too much. Hey, as a youth, I never said too much. Just saw the loud mouth and how they hear get busted. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy, they say. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy.
Niggas who ain't believe me when I told them have my money when I need it, or else.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints stand when it's business to handle. Move for my family, death for my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Cold night, night breaking in cold sweats. From heavy heaters to misdemeanors, it's all stress. Under my shirt is no beater, it's all vets. My head I'm protected, but the devil still told me I'm the deadliest nigga that hell met. So go put that on your head, let it sit for 10 breaths. And I'ma keep on pushing this weight like 10 reps. And murder over money ain't senseless. It makes sense to us till you go sit in front of that judge. And his words sound foreign, cause all you hearing is numbers. All I'm seeing is summer's gon' pass, my sister's getting older. In my absence, they've been losing focus. Snap back out that daydream. Reoccurring theme of me staying in this game too long. It came to me, I can't do this for too much longer. It's like a warning, I need to listen. But while I'm still in it, say the hustler's prayer for me.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joints jam when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
I think that I need a feel for the way I feel.
Hey, baby. You know, you don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? Took us for granted, now we're fading. Yes, no more love and tenderness. Our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying it's safe to walk away from you, but it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back.
Of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeezing sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeezing sour citrus, have lost
appear. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Squeeze and sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeeze and sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got the hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeeze and sour citrus. Serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory, that joke's on you.
Too late, hit took the queen, checkmate, baby, I just can't take.
my heart is damaged. I can't stand it. Your love's a bad habit. You gotta go, gotta go. So this is what I'ma do. Pack your things, I'm through. I don't wanna hear no excuse.
Gotta go, you go your way, and I'll go my way. We need some space. Gotta go, you go.
When I'm on the road trying to do these shows, that's the way I eat, that's the life I chose. I know you get mad, but I be back home. Me and you, baby, got it going on. It's been 6 years and we moving strong. We gotta hold on to what we own. If you feeling kinda lonely, kick me through the phone. It's gotta be love, cause I tatted it on. Since day one, I've been here. We got God in our life, baby, had no fear. When you ain't with me, better represent. You been with me through the struggle, now we doing it big. I love 100. I give it to you real, and that's the way that you want it. Cause I love you, girl.
Thank you.
smells so good.
I know some of y'all think you like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this, they done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked.
Girl, don't be blown. I get your home and put some food in. You know I keep it real. Just round and tell ya, go ahead and do what you do. But it ain't no game.
Right here,
I do my thing.
Right here,
it's hard to see. Can't do it how you need it. Yeah,
this right here, and this right here makes up, makes all lanes disappear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Alone and she cooking me breakfast, straighten me a tub cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace, this right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long, this right here got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone, very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my clutch, then I switch my gear. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this right here.
Girl, don't be blown. I get your home and put some food in. You know I keep it real. Just round and tell ya, go ahead and do what you do. But it ain't no game.
Right here,
I do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it how you need it. Yeah, so
this right here, yeah. And this right here, keep her coming back. Yes, this right here. If I'm locked up, she accept my call. 32 carries, baby, with no flaws. On the street, on the floor, on the wall. After that, burn once, marinate all. Don't be acting like your boy ain't putting it down like this. Watch your bow stirring up, then I grind like this. When I pitch, I never miss. After you, then it's right back to the block like this. And this right here, after arguments, dog, I have her in tears. Break up, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup. Break up, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be blown. I get your home and put some food in. You know I keep it real. Just round and tell ya, go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it like me.
This right here,
man. Well, and you know what? Black women is different than white women. See, white women go swimming. Black women ain't getting no fucking water.
This shit gotta laugh.
You know black women, that shit though, it lasts one motherfucking week. I had to, when black women get their hand down done, you ain't getting no pussy, don't ask none. They don't even want no sleep, they sleep just like this here.
Thank you.
Chi-town player, three times to the East Coast player, four times. sounds from a down south way.